This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Emilio Danilo and Joe Tyve. They were at Fulham's 1-0 victory against Peterborough today. And listen, Fulham hold on for the victory, but a win is a win, guys. And it wasn't Blackburn. Something told me before the match that it was going to be different. This is different. It had everything in it. It was a tough match. But in the end, guys, the most important thing is that they got all 3 points. And they showed that they could win a match like this. Joe, I'm going to go to you first because you and I were talking about this first. I asked you a question. Would you rather have gone to Blackburn to see that or see this? And it sounds like you would have rather have gone here. Forget about going to Blackburn, just seeing the match.
Yeah, I mean the Blackburn game, however enjoyable it was, and I watched the whole thing on the television, scoring 7 away. You know, this game was in the balance for a good hour until we scored, and there was a one or two nervy moments towards the end where we thought we'd we could have thrown away the 3 points. So, you know, as great as the Blackburn game was and the 7 goals, there wasn't any jeopardy in that game. After 2-0 and the sending off, it was game over. So you could just enjoy the game with no anxiety for the rest of the match. This was much closer, and in a way, closer games are more enjoyable.
Yeah, and talk about anxiety, because I had high anxiety watching this as the match went on. And again, I want to give full credit to Peterborough, Joe, because it's funny. It's easy just to say Fulham didn't do enough. They didn't break them down, but they had a game plan. They stuck to it. And I didn't think that they could do it the entire game. I'm talking about physically being able to really have that type of work rate. Well, they did. So they deserve credit for that. But in the end, our quality really shined through in the second half. So just give me your opening thoughts, your overall thoughts, and then I'll go to Emilio.
Yeah. Okay. For the first half an hour, what I saw, nothing much happened, really. There was nothing to report. There was a lot of possession from us. We didn't do anything with it. Peterborough really hardly had the ball in our half. Dennis Adoy had a couple of nervy moments, got booked. That's why he was subbed in the second half.
Right.
Because he was a liability, basically. Marco Silva could probably see that, the next foul he committed, he'd be off. So first half an hour, it was a non-event. There wasn't much going on. Towards the end of the first half, Peterborough had a couple of these chances simply by putting the ball into the box as soon as was possible. Yeah, there was no finesse about it. But they hit the angle of post and crossbar. one or two balls in into the danger area. So that was a bit of a wake-up call for us. We didn't really create much else towards the end of the first half. So second half, Dennis gets subbed. We come out and we're a different team.
Yep.
And it's all, again, you know, the possession was all us, but we were actually creating chances at that point. I think we just about earned the victory. It was tight because although Peterborough, again, didn't really have a lot of the ball, they still struck the woodwork again.
They did.
In the second half, yeah. There was another couple of close shaves. I know Marek had a couple of saves to make. It was at the opposite end of the end we were watching, so didn't have a great view of that. So you could probably fill us in on that. Sure. But I think we did just enough to get the 3 points because we, you know, second half we did come out a much better team. Tom Kearney was a calming influence when he came on. We were much more fluent second half. We create chances, two or three at least. Of course, Mitro scored the flicked-headed goal. And that's 20 for him this season. So great. No, just about deserved. And, good day.
Okay, excellent stuff. And we'll talk about the save by Marek Rodak because he did get his hand on it that actually deflected it off of the bar. So definitely, you have to call that a save. That was a save by Marek Rodak. That was definitely a save on Clark Harris at the end. So huge credit to him. Emilio, over to you. Time for the Fulham shadow, my friend. Give me your opening thoughts.
Yeah, Fulham shadow is back here in the lovely, beautiful place of Peterborough here. But it's, I disagree with Joe. I think a draw would have been a fair result. I think for me, it was more the manner of performance. It was less of a concern today than the victory. But at the end of the day, we've suffered black than 7-0. I mean, fans expected us to score maybe three or four more goals. I think the victory is more important than how we played today. Because I mean, normally when you come off a very significant victory, the next game, you tend to get disappointed. You know, look at some other teams in the Premier League. You can win 1-5, you know, maybe draw the next week against an inferior opposition. So for me, it was more about get the 3 points and not so much concerned about the performance. I think first half, Joe summed up perfectly. We were started up brightly in the first 10 minutes. We had a lot of possession, looking to attack. People barely got out of their own half in that first 10 minutes. We had no cutting edge. Our final ball was very poor. There was a lot of overweight passing throughout the game. I know the wind may have played a bit of havoc there today, but I think some of our passing was a little bit off colour. The first half, I thought, overall, if you look at chances on goal, efforts on goal, you'd argue that Peter will be disappointed if they've gone in a half time ahead. They hit the bar and Rodak made two good saves. Joe commented about Dennis, getting a deserved yellow card. There was another foul he would not got away with, but that was like that would be a last foul.
He was fortunate, honestly. He was fortunate.
That second foul. Then he committed to a tackle in the penalty area. Thankfully, he timed it right. If he didn't time it right, it would be off. Peter would have had the penalty. So, in a way, that was curtains for Dennis. He should, rightly taken off at half time. And the second half, we played much more fluently. I think Tom coming on, like Joe said, had that calming influence, was involved in the game, looked tidy, good passing. We looked more robust, when Tom came on. I thought Harry Wilson and Cabano were outstanding second half, causing them all sorts of problems. And overall, and Mitrovic's glancing header was, a sign of a man on form of his life. The glancing header was perfect in the right position. And to be honest, that was our main. And okay, there was another couple of other shots on target before that. But overall, on the balance of play, I'll take the money. I don't think it was fully deserved. I thought people would come away disappointed they didn't get something out of the game.
Right. And Emilio, I'm glad that you put it that way because I'll share my thoughts. And it's simply this, and I've seen other people already tweet this out. It's the best way to put it for me. Fulham grind out 3 points. They found a way to get the victory. How many times have we seen this happen to Fulham when they've been in the Premier League? They've gone up against Premier League opposition, and they did everything right, but the opposition would find a way to score a goal, and they would get a victory. And good teams do this. Fulham are a very good side right now. If they have aspirations of top two – They need wins like this, Amelia. This was huge. I agree with your analysis that on the play itself, I think Peterborough could say to themselves that, you know what, we deserve something out of this, and we were unlucky to get a point, and maybe if we were fortunate, who knows, maybe we would have won this. You can make that point because they were good and they had the opportunities, and when they had them, you know, like I said, if things fell their way, maybe things would be different, but they didn't. They went Fulham's way, and I don't think it's by accident that they won this match, Emilio, because like I said, good teams grind out wins, and I thought that goal was coming. I thought the goal from Mitro was coming in the second half. I don't think this is, you know, just per chance. It was coming because Fulham were better in the second half, but I want to go back to you guys because as I'm watching the first half, Gentleman Jim was talking a lot about the wind. I could hear the wind, but I could actually see how much it was affecting the game. Fulham were against the wind in the first half. Is it wrong for me to bring up that the wind played a factor in the first half and the second half, Emilio?
Definitely. I think our passing was off colour throughout the whole game. It's been windy for the whole night. Even now, where I'm sat down with Joe, it's still very windy here. Near the trees, you know, the tree on the leaves on the tree. But yeah, I think the passing wasn't very good. A lot of weight on the pass, you know, and then sometimes balls will get mispassed him, to be honest. We misplaced passing throughout the game. You know, but you've made the point. Good teams find a way of winning. And to me, it was a matter of winning today rather than a matter of the performance, especially after coming from the 7-0 final against Blackburn. So, you know, you'll take the 3 points. I think we'll move on to the next. I don't think this game will live in the memory in many years to come. But, you know, teams who have got confidence will find ways of winning. And, you know, in the past where we've maybe been a little bit stuttering up and down, not winning back-to-back games, these are sort of performances that we might have lost 1-0 or maybe got no more than a point out of it. The fact that we didn't play at our best and still won 1-0, that's very encouraging. You know, six wins on the bounce, and it's only one goal that we've conceded.
Right. It's phenomenal, Emilio. And as you guys have already talked about, the first half was bad. I tweeted out, you guys saw that. And we have to talk about this. And Joe, you already mentioned this because I think you guys probably got a good view of this. Credit to Marek Rodak, because in the first half, he actually had to make two decent saves there to get us to halftime, because I was thinking to myself, just get to halftime. There wasn't much going on, as you said, Joe, in the first 30 minutes, but then Peterborough came into it, and we had to weather their storm. We did do that, and Marek Rodak was a big part of that. Joe, do you get a good view of his saves in the first half?
I can't remember, to be honest. I just remember the quick snapshot against the crossbar and post. I know Marek did. There was one or two saves that he made, but I can't remember them. But yeah, I mean, it was in the right place at the right time.
Right.
You probably remember better than me. I've had a drink.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. So guys, let's transition. Let's go to the second half. And Emilio, I agree with what you guys were saying. I thought that it was imperative that Marco Silva make the change and bring on Kenny Tete. Dennis Odoi was poor, but he was getting really just – Dembele was taking advantage of him throughout the first half, and he had the yellow card. And I want to say, seriously, fortunate not to get another yellow, which really would have been danger for Fulham, would have been a major problem. So Tete comes on for Odoi. So let's get your thoughts on the beginning of the second half that will lead up to us talking about the goal for Mitro. But how much of a difference do you think this change of bringing on Tete and how Fulham looked in the second half?
For me, it was a no-brainer for him to come on at halftime. Even though Tete didn't have much to do, or maybe again, he didn't commit himself forward very often, the fact that Peterborough didn't have a man to target, that was the thing. In that first half, they were targeting Dennis time and time again. Dennis was under pressure throughout that first half. Made a mistake, got a yellow card. It was like you said, that second foul. Maybe another referee would have given a second yellow for that. You know, he was getting dispossessed a few times. He had to withdraw from committing for a tackle in the event he got another yellow card. So he was very, very ineffective. This is probably obviously his worst game since he's gone back into the team. So I'm not going to criticise Dennis because he's been superb since he's come back into the team. But it was a no-brainer for Kenny to come on board. And to be honest, They lost. Peterborough lost that opportunity, that player that they had, the vulnerable player in the Fulham team that they could target. And to be honest, that gave Fulham more freedom, more space, more movement. The movement in the second half was a lot more smarter, slicker. And even when Tom came on, just the simple passing and the flow of football. And like you said earlier, I think the goal was inevitable. And I think it was going to either come from Harry Wilson or Ibana, because I thought those two guys had very good, effective second halves. They looked very dangerous and causing Peter the defence no end of problems.
Right. And Amelia, I think the substitutions, especially you're talking about Tete, but bringing on Tom Kearney, I think changed the game. I think bringing on Kearney changed the game. And I don't know what to say about Jean-Michel Sarri. Listen, he's been great, but I think this was the right move, Emilio, to bring him on. And you saw the difference, like you said, the calmness of Kearney. Kearney has a role on this team. And whether it's starting, whether it's coming off the bench, he gave them a spark, Emilio.
Yeah, and Joe will vouch for it. I actually said 5 minutes before, said take Sarri out, pop Harrison Reed, but put Tom Kearney on. We called it. We called it 5 minutes before the substitution was happening. So we just needed a bit more composure in midfield, a little bit more calming influence, just some more simple passing. Because Sarri as well was getting, not dispossessed, but getting a little bit frustrated. You know, and he wasn't getting the space that he likes to have. And Tom coming on board, just some of these 1-2s with Cabano. There's two or three beautiful touches between him and Cabano. Little flicks here, little flicks there. That sort of quality of passing and vision made a difference. And I think Tom was involved, you know, in that goal. And you know, with him in that central attacking midfield role, he looked very promising. So again, it's a good dilemma for Marco Silva to have. It's good to have options on the table. It's good to have that level of quality on the bench, and that's what he's paid for. He's one who's paid to make decisions game on game, and you know, depending on the situation of every game. So John Sarri will not be dropped in the next game. It was the right time for him to be substituted and bring on Tom Kearney to make a difference and try to win the game.
And he did. And again, he basically, for me, made the right calls on these two substitutions. We'll talk about what happened at the end of the match, bringing on Alfie Moss and for Mitro, because I want to get your thoughts on Mitro coming off. But Joe, I'm going to go to you. And first, I want to say this. I say this on my other show. I say, look at the brain on Derek. I'm going to say, look at the brain on Joe, talking about Tom Kearney to Emilio before it actually happened, bring off Derry and bring on Tom Kearney. You called it there. But give me your thoughts, because again, I said this. I could feel this goal was coming. Did you have a feeling that Mitro's goal was coming? Again, it was set up nicely from Cabano. And do you get a good view of this? I have a feeling you might have.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a very good view of the goal. Yeah, you're right. We could sense a goal was coming. I mean, the quality of Cabano's crossing, you know, meant that I thought, he keeps crossing like that. We're going to get a goal out of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
No surprise, it was Mitro. His confidence is so high. He was just in the right place at the right time. Great, looked like a glancing header. I mean, we were in front of it, saw it, and could see it coming.
Okay.
I mean, we were dominant at that stage. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. And as we head to the end of the match, I just want to ask you guys this, because again, all of a sudden I saw Mitro go down. Alfie Mawson, I believe, was coming on regardless. Emilio, I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you think that he was injured, or could this possibly have been a little bit of gamesmanship? I don't know. You guys were there. Your thoughts on Mitro, because again, this is at the end of the match. All of a sudden I saw him go down. Did you see what happened to him?
There was a couple minutes.
I saw him go down.
Okay.
I saw him go down. He just fell to the floor, no one around him. And then he got up again and he looked okay. And then next minute I see him down on the floor again. So I've no idea what happened to him, but he got subbed. We'll have to wait and see.
Yep.
I don't know about you, Emilio, but that's all I saw.
Yeah, I saw the same as you. Again, the first time he went down, he was actually pulling his back of his leg. That's what it looked like, to be honest. And then
okay.
It didn't occur to me that it was gamesmanship. I honestly thought he actually picked up a knock. And then he went down a second time around. And you know, the fact that you know, Mawson was brought in, I'm surprised we didn't change it earlier, to be honest. I was saying to Joe, I think maybe it wouldn't surprise me if we might see someone like Mawson or Onuma coming on just to protect the midfield and the defence and shore that up, rather than trying to score a second goal. And then with Mitrovic supposedly picking up a knock or, you know, maybe sort of put something pulled, then it was the right thing to do for him to come off, whether it was gamesmanship or not. I didn't occur to me that it was gamesmanship. I think it was, you know, maybe picked a knock and didn't want to risk anything.
No, and listen, I'm all for that. That's why I was asking you guys, because you would probably get a better view than I did. All I saw him was go down. I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm a little cynical, guys, at times, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? But if you guys think that he picked up a knock, I'm certainly going to believe you on that. And I just, you know, that's why I just wanted to ask the question. I'm just asking the question, guys. All right.
There was no one near him. So
no, that's why I'm asking the question.
He wouldn't have been fighting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if he didn't train it. I'd be disappointed if he resorted to that, because there's no need to do that. But there was a few nervy moments in the last 5-10 minutes, but
right.
Overall, there's no need to do that, right? You know, it's all you're doing is just trying to, you know, draw down the clock, you know, second, you know, minute by minute, fair enough. But it's there's other ways of doing that, yep. To be honest.
Listen, like I said, he probably did pick up a knock, and I'm just telling you, just this is going through my brain, so I just thought I would ask you, and it's all good there, but. To end this show, coming up next, we're going to talk about Man of the Match. Okay, guys, let's finish up. Let's get your Man of the Match. Joe, I'll go to you first. Who's your Man of the Match?
Niskins Cabano.
Niskins Cabano.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just a threat, especially second half. You know, He was the main supplier of the dangerous balls into the area that led to the goal as well. He was positive and he was tricky and they found it difficult to deal with. Great skill on the ball. He was my man of the match.
Okay. All right. Emilio, how about you?
Yeah, I was debating this. It's between him and Rodak. So I think, obviously, right. Niskin's assist obviously created the goal, and that was ultimately the outcome of the deciding factor of the game. And he was a threat, especially in that second half. But if I look at it, well, we were lucky maybe to be goalless at half-time, and thanks to Marek Rodak and the woodwork. So to me, I'm going to give it to Marek Rodak. Because, again, you know, he's made three important saves. Two in the first half, one in that second half, which you said, Russ, he got a fingertip, which then went on to the bar.
Yes,
you
know, I forgot to mention
you
that.
Those three saves, you know, for me, even if the ones in the first half were comfortable, but still competent saves, and, you know, you still need to make them. Another clean sheet. He looks very, very composed in behind the sticks. He's, you know, given that level of confidence that we need, and having a goalkeeper of that quality in your lineup is worth at least a point, if not more. So overall, I'm going to give it to Marek Rodak. I actually thought, you know, thanks to his saves and a bit of fortuitous, you know, woodwork in the first half. You know, we were still goalless. So for me, Marek Rodak with Cabano a close second.
Excellent. Excellent stuff, guys. And I'm going to go with Marek Rodak as well. But I do like Joe's man of the match is Niskins Cabano. He just keeps on helping Fulham. And, you know, he's proving a lot of people wrong. He's proven Scott Parker wrong. I just thought I'd mention that. So I'm going to go through the fans because the fans actually have some very interesting comments on Man of the Match, and so here we go. I'm going to just share them. Rodak is my Man of the Match. He won us the 3 points. Billy Lee Gray, Rodak. Emma Reynolds, Rodak. Now here, TC for me. Now that's a good shout for Tom Kearney. That's a good shout for Tom Kearney. Let's see. We got Andrew Parsons, Rodak. Crazy that we always seem so keen to replace him. That's very interesting. It's very interesting, but the majority of the comments are Rodak. So very interesting. Oh, I'm going to share another one from Gags here. Rodak, man of the match.
Yeah, another one, a person I want to call out as well is I thought Michael Hector had a solid game in defense today.
I was going to ask you about Michael Hector.
Yeah, I was quite nervous, you know, seeing him in the lineup. And I said, look, I was actually monitoring him throughout the game because I said, if he plays well and keeps clean sheet game in, game out, you know, does Tosin automatically get a starting position when he's back from his three-game suspension? Or does he have to earn his place again? That's another dilemma for Marco Silva in a couple of weeks' time. But Ream looked had a poor game today, Tim Ream. His passing was off colour throughout. Wayward passing. Got called out a few times. I thought Hector looked, giving him his credit, He's been on the bench for quite some time. I actually thought he looked quite solid. It's plus his long part. You know what he's like. He likes to carry the ball forward. He likes to have those long crossfield passes. Some of them are good. Some of them not so good. But give him his dues. I actually thought he had a steady game to play. So I want to call him out as well.
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to share a couple more comments and then we'll wrap this up. Mats Carlson, Rodak, and Steven Robinson, Rodak, definitely. And Joe, to finish up, Emilio brought up Michael Hector, and Michael Hector was great in the championship before. We go to the Premier League, not so much. I thought he played pretty well today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he played pretty steady, pretty solid. A bit like at Blackburn. I didn't see him doing anything wrong. Like I said to Emilio early on in the game, he thinks he's Beckenbauer sometimes, and he tries this 50-yard pass across field that doesn't always come off. But he's come back into the team, pretty solid, pretty comfortable, and let's hope we see the Hector that first arrived at Fulham, rather than the Hector that was a rabbit in the headlights in the first few games of the Premiership.
Right. It's funny. Every time he tried that, Joe, I kept thinking he's trying to be Joachim Andersen. He just can't pull it off.
He
literally cannot put. He kept trying and trying, and I'm like, you're wasting these opportunities because it's just not coming off. But he kept trying to his credit. He kept trying. Anyways. Yeah. Great show, guys. Thank you so much for joining me after the match. Joe, thank you so much as always. And I'll just end the show with just saying, look at the brain on Joe. Very good call about Tom Kearney and Jean-Michel Seri. And the Fulham Shadow, thank you very much as always, Emilio, for doing the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It's been a pleasure. Nice to come out for a day trip. We've got our train back to London in about 20 minutes, I think. So, we better head off to the station.
We better run.
I was just about to say, I think we need to wrap this show up. I think that is my indication to end this episode of Cottage Talk Full Time. For Joe Tivey and Emilio Danilo, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.